happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Have you thought about life yet after football? Like, where are you going to be in 5, 10 years?
This is from 2016.
Not much.
Oh, you're doing it more.
You know, I'm kind of focused on what I need to do for now, and I still want to play for a long time, so.
5 years flew by, 6 years, and you're gone.
One day I'll get there. I'm not quite there yet.
That was Tom Brady speaking with ET back in 2016. Flash forward to 2022, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback is officially hanging up his football jersey at...
It's weird hearing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting any national coverage, especially on an entertainment news site. Unless Aaron Rodgers joins, it's over. It'll never happen again. I promise you.
After 22 years in the NFL.
I play professional sports for a long time. It's such a great place.
That's from 2015.
So successful in what we've done.
That's right. After over 2 decades playing in the National Football League, the athlete who is widely considered the greatest quarterback of all time confirmed.
So let me go back to this real quick. What he said here, he never says where he's playing. I'm sure he's done it in some press conferences, but in a lot of these interviews, he says it in like coming from his mouth. You know what I mean? He never says, oh, me and the Patriots team, he says us, we, because he's the leader. And I don't think he thinks of himself as a teammate. He thinks of everybody as like a coworker, as like a job. Does that make sense? It doesn't seem like he's all like, oh yeah, the 20 years of playing for the Patriots. For us, we were watching the greatest of all time play. For him, he probably got a minor case of CTE and played 20 years. It's a job. And I think we're learning now that the split between him and Bill Belichick was really bad. Really bad. And they just did a good job of not talking about it, like the mafia. But, yeah, things are very robotic for Tom Brady. Things are very corporate. You know what I mean? He's not like, oh, yeah, that one time in 2007 when I threw that bomb to Randy Moss as I was a Patriot. He never says that. It's very businesslike.
I play professional sports for a long time. It's such a great place. We've been so successful.
We've been so successful. This was in 2017. He's not like, the Pats and I have been successful. It's we. You see what I'm saying?
What we've done.
That's right. After over 2 decades playing in the National Football League, the athlete who is widely considered the greatest quarterback of all time confirmed recent reports and speculation about his retirement on Instagram Tuesday morning.
You know what it's similar to? It's similar to like when there's a radio show that is syndicated into multiple markets and they want to pretend like they're in your radio town. So they'll say, here in the home market... I could never address Cleveland. Here in the home market, the same thing. You're not giving credit to what's built you. You know what I mean? Tom Brady's kind of doing it. If he had a radio show, he'd be like, here in the home market.
44-year-old Brady shared a lengthy message, reading in part, quote, this is difficult for me to write.
Because now I have to hang out with my wife every day.
But here it goes.
Yeah.
I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention.
It's so passive aggressive because he doesn't just say my family, because then if he's saying his family, then he can't. It's like a corporate boss. Like, he can't give too much info, but he can kind of spill it out, but he can't say too much.
Fans have long wondered when Brady might step away from the game.
Yeah, we did wonder that. We just enjoyed every second of him.
In fact, back in 2015, after his wife Gisele Bündchen announced her retirement from modeling, ET asked Brady if he had any plans to follow suit.
I want to win more and not be around my wife.
I wouldn't mind retiring for some training camps. The really early part of the season where you got to practice and don't play. But
he's explaining training camps to us. He thinks we're all dumb.
I don't play.
You know when I throw the football? He must have really been interviewing one of those like sports ball people. You know the people that like to let you know that I don't watch sports. I'm a contrarian. I can't just go, no, I didn't watch the game. I got to address it as sports ball to be edgy. I also think Portlandia is a good show.
I'm not retiring anytime soon. I love.
I'm edgy and wild, but kind of tame.
What I do, I'm very blessed. I don't have any plans to give it up. Although she told me 10 years ago when I met her, I said, 10 years from now, you know, I'm going to be done playing.
And she hasn't gave it up in 5 years, which is why I'm retiring to fix my marriage.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. FitzAgeFitness.com, fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. Now, if you don't live in the Bay Area, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. Here's the deal. You can always do virtual workouts at FitzAgeFitness.com, but you got to make it happen, Captain. You can't just keep listening to my show, which I want you to, but you can't just keep listening and going, oh, yeah, I'll hit him up someday. I keep hearing about this Devin Prasad, but I haven't hit him up. No. Do it now.
Happy hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So I'm currently watching NBA TV. They're showing a game between the Los Angeles Lakers and New York Knicks from 2009, which is weird because Mike D'Antoni was the coach of the Knicks at that time. And also, what's weird is...
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Seeing that Kobe Bryant's alive, it's like you look at him playing in this game from 13 years ago and you're like, oh yeah, he doesn't exist anymore. And the other freaky thing is the fact that all the players are now retired. And then the like footage, it looks like the 1990s. Like, we are so in the future with 4K that this game I'm watching, it looks ancient. But then again, that was 13 years ago. And maybe I'm just in denial about time.
Topic. Tom Brady is putting down the football. The three-time MVP.
We're going to hear about the letter, the message that he gave to Gisele. He's there for her baby. He cares about her. Woo, Gisele. Yeah. He didn't return to going to hang out with her. He didn't retire because he's whipped. He loves her. I'm sure she's not pretentious at all. All right, so here's what he said about Gisele.
Supermodel Gisele Bündchen, praising her for her dedication too, and saying, to my wife Gisele and my children Jack, Benny, and Vivi, you are my inspiration.
It's weird to think that he has kids. I just see him as old Tommy who used to play football, but you're like, wow, he's a dad too.
Our family is my greatest achievement. I always came off the field and home to the most loving and supportive wife who has done everything for our family to allow me to focus on my career. Her selflessness allowed me to reach new heights professionally, and I am beyond words what you mean to me and our family.
Woohoo! Please don't divorce me. Please don't divorce me. That's what this is. I honestly see Brady as a guy who doesn't cheat. Here's what I see Brady as. I see Brady as a father who really cares about his kids, but sometimes forgets that he has kids in the way that it's the same thing with Nick Cannon, where you think money means that you should keep having kids. And he's not going down the same route as Nick Cannon of having more kids, but you go, I've given them a perfect life, but they also just need the human companionship of a father around. And I think some days he would be hanging out in Foxborough. I don't know why he'd want to do that. And he'd be at the Patriots clinic until like maybe 11 o'clock at night, just throwing passes with Wes Welker. Cause in his mind, he's thinking, oh, I'm at work. But then he forgets that like his kids are sleeping, and there was probably a few days where they saw him for 10 minutes. So Giselle probably wants him to be more present. And she's like, you're not the best at making decisions. I mean, yeah, you're a winner, but you thought Antonio Brown should be a roommate.
Tom has been married to the former Victoria's Secret model since 2009, and they have two kids together. Son Benjamin and daughter Vivian.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad for them. They can live their Brady life.
He also shares 14-year-old son Jack with his ex, Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, we don't really talk about that the way that there's a little bit of that. It was like going down the road and there's like a crosswalk, like a little cross intersection. And that cross intersection was the relationship with Giselle. And then it was Bridget Moynihan. You got her pregnant, whatever. Oh, never mind. It wasn't like Giselle was a side chick. No. He waited until he was officially broken up with Bridget Moynihan. Tom Brady had no, you know, like crossing, like same with John Mulaney. None of these guys, you know, like are beginning to see the other person while technically in the relationship and not there at night. They go, we are now officially broken up, and now I'm going to call Olivia Munn, or now I'm going to call Giselle because I'm officially broken up. There was no cross play.
His statement comes after speculation brewed all weekend that he would be retiring from the league.
And I'm just saying this because it's like everybody like kisses his ass as if he's a perfect person. And then here he is saying essentially he wasn't present for his family. Like he's human too. I feel like this is showing the human side of Brady because for 20 years we didn't really know who the hell he was in New England. And now we know more about him.
The 44-year-old played for the New England Patriots for 20 seasons
And
spent the last two with Tampa Bay.
Come back, bro!
Leading them to a victory in the 2021 Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, we'll be getting all of the entertainment coverage about Blaine Gabbert. Oh, yeah, Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight, they're going to be covering Blaine Gabbert, whoever the hell plays next year.
Though the legend will forever be known for his contributions on the field, he's now ready to put his personal life front and center.
Yeah. He keeps saying that, my girlfriend showed me something, he keeps saying that he wanted to play, and then he all of a sudden dips. Yeah, you pissed off Giselle.
Writing in his statement, the future is exciting. I'm fortunate to have co-founded incredible companies like Autograph.io, Brady Brand, TB12 Sports, that I'm excited to continue to help build and grow.
Where I have the protein powder that is, no. I'm going too hard on Tom Brady. I am sure that the protein powder that you can get in these inflation times for $45 at Publix, I'm sure the TB12 whey protein powder is so much more elite, bro, than just going to Aldi's or Walmart or Walgreens and getting it for $18.99 and having the jug be twice as big. I should begin doing more whey protein. But literally, I'm sure the TB12 whey protein powder is so much more elite, bro. The electrolytes that comes with the juice, that sounded dirty. Oh, yeah, it's totally worth it, bro. Spend your $45. It probably went up to $70 at Publix with inflation prices.
But exactly what my days will look like will be a work in progress.
Oh, yeah. It seems like your life's a work in progress. It's fascinating, man. Like, I think the one thing that is really good about Tom Brady retiring is he had nothing to do with that playoff loss. Because he came back and essentially they would have won in overtime, but the problem was that the Bucs secondary literally couldn't prevent Cooper Kupp. They left the whole field wide open. They're like, hey, Matthew Stafford, please throw that bomb to Cooper Kupp. We're not going to cover you at all. We want to go home now. That's essentially what that was. Tom Brady should have been in a championship game. And then you want to beat Jimmy Garoppolo, which I'll get to Garoppolo in a second. But what I'm saying is Brady had nothing more to prove. And you don't want to go down the road of Peyton Manning. You don't want to go down the road of Eli Manning, even though he beat him twice in the Super Bowl. You don't want to go down the road of Phillip Rivers, even though he never won a Super Bowl or even reached one. You don't want to go down the road of Ben Roethlisberger, which you don't even need to think about because you know how to respect women, Tom Brady. Oh, no one talks about Big Ben Sings from 12 years ago. He somehow doesn't get canceled. Yeah. All I'm saying is this. All these players, Brett Favre, even Aaron Rodgers might reach this. They begin to get kind of rusty. They begin to kind of get not as good. They go from throwing bombs to throwing the ball out of bounds. Like the last few years with Big Ben. Oof. The last few years with Eli Manning. Oof. The last few years with Peyton Manning, he did enough to help them win a Super Bowl, but that wasn't really him that did it. That was the defense. So we'll never live to see those days of when Brady was awful because he decided to leave. And then people are thinking that Brady is going to be like Brett Favre where he returns in like 3 to 4 years, or he'll be like Brett Favre where he retires and comes back. No. Nobody wants to be Brett Favre. Like, Brett Favre was cool and all. He is the All-American, bro. He sells those jeans, man, and was the originator of sending a dick pic to a girl that didn't want it. Oh, yeah, Brett Favre, so cool, the way he won one Super Bowl and always choked. Everybody thinks that Tom Brady was going to pull a Brett Favre and, like, come back and No. Tom Brady's actually an elite quarterback. What? Brett Favre led the NFL all time in like interceptions, touchdowns. He would just throw the ball. He was good. But I'm saying, I love when people were like hoping that he'd be like, oh yeah, he'll unretire in 6 months. No. If there is any freaky side of Tom Brady, he doesn't let that get leaked out. To me, that showed how much of white trash Brett Favre was when he sent those D-pics to Jen Sturger. Oh, wow, I said it correctly with my STs. And he literally sent a picture to her like she was the Jets reporter. Like, hey, that's what every reporter wants. Brett Favre's dick. Jesus Christ. I have neighbors that are moving in. So they just heard me yell Brett Favre's dick from his house. Which wouldn't be the weirdest thing to ever be heard from this house. What the hell's going on here?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
This next headline, man. I'm really happy for her. I'm a little jealous, though. Even though I'm in a relationship, it would never really happen because I'm not a billionaire. Rihanna's pregnant! No! ASAP Rocky, the guy who said he had his first orgy at age 13, he didn't pull out? Whoa, what a surprise!
Oh, Nana, Rihanna is pregnant.
Please don't sing. Leave it to her. Oh, Nana. The best one is Ella. She should have began with Ella.
Oh, Nana.
Yeah.
Rihanna is pregnant.
I got to take that part out. What was that? 18 minutes. I'm not allowed to play music on the show because heaven forbid I play something for 30 seconds and then they delete my show without a warning. So let me skip over this music here. They're going to play Rihanna.
Her first child with her beau, rapper ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, her beau.
Riri debuts a bare baby bump covered in colorful jewels and vintage Chanel body chains.
Oh, yeah. I can't just show off my baby bump by just showing it off. No, I got to have jewelry around me to show that I'm bougie. Yeah. Oh, Rihanna.
And the singer's ensemble is equally on point.
Oh, yeah, it's totally on point. Also, I want to thank two people. Yeah, I want to thank Rihanna from 2005 to 2012 for making me realize I'm heterosexual. And I want to thank the agent, the British blonde chick from the second movie of Agent Cody Banks. And I want to thank Hillary Duff, even though she annoyed me, for letting me know that I am heterosexual. That and a lot of porn. Because Rihanna, When Rihanna's CD came out in 2005, I would rent it from the library and then just sit there in the room and just look at it and be like, you're nice.
Check out Ree's pink coat and ripped jeans while holding hands with her man in the streets of his hometown, Harlem, New York.
Hell yeah. Lock the doors, though.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm sure it's nice this time of year.
I couldn't tell you how happy I am.
A source tells ET the photos were taken early in the morning on January 29th.
Oh, they're just the everyday average Joe hanging out in Harlem, walking around. We're going to go for a little bit of a stroll. Please have the paparazzi near us. Because heaven forbid, you just go and just walk without letting the paparazzi know. Because we always hear those rumors that they'll go around and tell the paparazzi, hey, I'm going to Malibu. You want to take a picture of me today? That wasn't the case with Britney. But what, everybody else? Yeah. I'm over here. Hi, I'm John Gosselin. I am irrelevant. I actually saw this radio dude named Sonic on Air, who's on like 104.3 Jams in Chicago. And he did one of those like meme things where it's like, what celebrity do you look like? And it showed John Gosselin. And I was like, I forgot that John Gosselin is a person. And I think he's forgotten that he's a person since the day he was born.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, that was mean. John Gosselin. What a relatable, fun guy that was. John and Kate plus eight. That is so 2009. I know a lot about John Gosselin. He's just like the guy that like you kind of think about occasionally. You're like, I wonder what he's up to. There was there's the 98 Rock morning show in Baltimore. And Scott, the guy from the 98 Rock, I'm not trying to name drop people that don't know me, but I remember he took a selfie with John Gosselin as John Gosselin was just walking around downtown Baltimore, which to me is the most John Gosselin thing ever. Just, hey, I want to walk around a city that's not very safe. My wife took everything from me already, so you might as well take my life. Oh, yeah, totally. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations where you can purchase their product in person. But if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. You can order online. And then tag them on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and let us know what you cook up. Pay me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Bridgerton star Nicola Coughlan is asking fans to stop giving their opinions about her body, and we are so here for Nicola speaking out.
Yeah, I love when these like nerds that would never say it to their face, and actually if anybody from Bridgerton came up to these nerds and said these things on social media, they would be like, oh my god, I'm such a big fan of you, can I take a selfie? But then when they're behind a keyboard, and they're always behind anonymous accounts, and this is not me going on a rant, but it is about Instagram trolls. But there should be a rule. Because, like, you got Nicola Coughlan from Bridgerton getting mean comments about her body on social media. You'll see it on, like, ESPN pages. And they're like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes sucks at football. No, he lost the game and choked when it mattered. He doesn't suck at football. You see all those weird comments on IG. And I love how Mark Zuckerberg's like, I'm trying to improve mental health. But the first comments that you see on all my pages is negativity, which makes you think of negativity. Fuck you. But here's the thing. I think there should be a grand rule. There should be a philosophy if you're going to be a social media troll. Now, if you're going to be nice and dandy, hey, keep up the good work, blah, 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 you're allowed to have your account on private. That's fine. I don't care. You're out there living your life. I get it. But But if you are going to spew negativity, like your negativity is equivalent to smoke that's coming out of a factory. Like, you know, when you're driving through Nashville and it smells like shit and you're like, oh, this city's sexy. Imagine that factory and the smell is literally the mean comments and it's just coming onto you. Listen, you should have to have your account be public if you're going to say mean comments. But I don't need some middle-aged dude telling the Bridgerton girl that she's not pretty. Because, oh boy, if she walked by, you'd say she's pretty.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, and shave your beard, you trolls. You look like a piece of shit. But then again, I think by looking like a piece of shit because of your beard, you're kind of going for what you're going for because you're scumbags. And this is not me with small dick energy being bothered by trolls. I'm just saying, if you're going to say horrendous things, we should be able to look at your life and see how horrendous it is.
It might be 2022, but some people are stuck in the past and think it's okay to keep commenting good or bad things about other people's bodies, especially women's.
Yeah.
Like, just stop.
I got it, okay? I've never done it.
Period. Bridgerton actress Nicola Coughlan is fed up with people sharing their opinions on her own body.
She's fine. She ain't skinny, but it's cool. Who cares? And I would love to see what these trolls look like or how clean their house is. Probably look like a slob.
And has decided to use her platform to do something about it.
Good. We need to address these trolls.
Nicola, who plays Penelope Featherington on the hit Netflix series Bridgerton, took to Instagram to share a selfie and message to her 1.2 million followers.
Okay. Here's the thing. The fact that when you address the haters by putting up a selfie and a message addressing them, you just let them win. When you have to address it and go, oh, I'm so confident because I'm saying I'm confident. Even though my eyes are bloodshot red, I swear I'm confident. I'm not projecting. Here's what I'm saying. If she was so confident, which she should be, she's a beautiful woman, she's a good actress. But if you're so confident, don't let us know that you're confident. Like, I never post on social media unless I'm promoting something. I don't need people like, it's just dumb. I used to put up memes, but then I have to deal with rude comments. So I just don't post. And if you write a negative comment, I'm going to block you because you're an asshole. That's what she should do. I'm not saying go through every single page because maybe she's got 500 comments on each page. I'm not saying go through each individual one and delete it. But this is a soap opera to the trolls. This is a sport. It's like fantasy football to them. They're like, how can I get a celebrity if it's a radio board op in Tampa or it's the Bridgerton girl? How can I, the Bridgerton actress, I want to be politically correct, Nicole Coughlan, if she's addressing them, like, they love that. That is equivalent to an overtime football game for the trolls. Like, you remember that Oakland Chargers game that dictated who goes to the playoffs and how it went till the last second? That excitement, that adrenaline that you get is the same adrenaline the trolls get by seeing you respond. So just ignore it. It drives them nuts. Because when you talk about them, they love it.
In the selfie, Nicola looks as gorgeous as ever.
Yeah, she does.
Sporting a floral dress, fresh makeup, and a tousled blonde bob. Nicola captioned the photo, "Hello, just a thing. If you have an opinion about my body, please, please don't share it with me."
You know what she should have done? This is what I think anybody should ever do, ever. You want to get people vaccinated? Talk about how uncool vaccinations are. And then people that don't want to get the vax will get the vax. She should have said, "Hey, everybody, tell me how ugly I am." And everybody's like, "Oh my God, you're really beautiful." I'm just saying. You got to kill them with kindness. You got to confuse the trolls. When you go at them and you're like, "Stop it," they're going to want to do it more. It's like a mosquito. Like, if you address it, it's going to bother you. But if you just get the spray and go, "Hey," like, the spray to ignore a mosquito is equivalent to blocking them. It's like, just get away from me.
I mean, the fact that she even has to ask this is mind-boggling, in our opinion.
Well, it's mind-boggling to me, too, that she would address the haters. Because they're just sitting in their white trash house, and they're like, "I got a celebrity to respond. Oh, man, I'm having my ninth kid." 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I think we need to address the elephant in the room. I think we need to address it. It's you live in America and you're very proud of this place and you love it for the most part. But we need to quit pretending that Los Angeles is a nice city. We need to quit pretending that California is the place to be. So they're having their Super Bowl this year. And I'm annoyed that the Rams went to the Super Bowl, first of all, because there's no really any Rams fans. And nobody from St. Louis is really rooting for them since they relocated. But I also hate them because it's a gross city. And now they're the first team to host the championship game and the Super Bowl. So they're the first home team. And it felt so cool that Brady did it last year. And here's the reason why we will always be the better city, even though they weren't able to host all the events. They were pretty much events. If you went to the NFL headquarters last year during the Super Bowl, nobody was wearing a mask. So even though things were closed, they were open. It could have been more open, but things were good in Tampa. We didn't have to clean up homeless crap, literally. Yeah, in Ybor City, but that's not where the Super Bowl was. We literally have one of the most beautiful cities in this country. And we just said, hey, come over. There wasn't any prep to hide it. Because Los Angeles is having to clean up the city to make it look good.
Well, CHP officers in hazmat suits cleared away a homeless encampment near SoFi Stadium in Inglewood.
Oh, hell yeah.
The cleanup comes just weeks before the Super Bowl, and homeless advocates are criticizing the timing of it.
Homeless advocate. Listen, I'm not saying that homeless people shouldn't have rights. I think it's something we should be addressing. Build America, whatever the hell Biden's. Help out the homeless. Help out mental health. I think that's pretty important. At the same time, though, they made decisions that caused them to be homeless. Not 100% of the time. I would say a good amount. They did drugs, cheated on their wife. I do believe there's some that just get a bad hand, but I think they should also figure out a way to make it happen. So what I'm saying to you is this. To be a homeless advocate, that is the most liberal thing I've ever heard. That's like Portland. It's like Seattle energy. It's like San Francisco energy. We're going to be advocates to lay around and not try to figure something out. You know what I'm saying? Homeless advocate. Like, what the hell? Preteen pregnancy advocate. Like, obviously, it's not something you want to have. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, God damn it.
KCAL9's Lori Perez is live outside SoFi Stadium in Inglewood with that story. Lori.
Oh, it sounds like a delightful place. You just got planes flying everywhere. Got homeless crap. Hi, this is live on the scene of Inglewood where we're going to see a Super Bowl team that has no fans.
Lori.
Well, Pat, we know of at least one encampment just down the street here, right off the freeway, that was cleared today. So we reached out to city leaders from Inglewood, from the city of L.A.
And what they say?
And from the County Homeless Services Authority to try and ask about the timing about it.
Yeah, it's pretty weird timing. All of a sudden, they care about cleaning up the city. Oh, I think, is it Mayor Garcetti? Let me check. I'm pretty sure, well, I know Gavin Newsom is the fucking scumbag governor of California. I'm going to make you wear a mask, but I'm never going to wear it. What I'm saying is this. All the politicians were probably so unaware that there was even homeless people. Yeah, it was Eric Garcetti since 2013, the liberal trash. And I'm not Republican either. I just think liberals suck, and I think Republicans suck. Liberals just suck more literally. But here's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying the fact that Eric Garcetti, Gavin Newsom, they're probably so unaware of what's going on that there are probably people going, what about the homeless people outside of SoFi? Like, there's homeless people? Yeah, you've made California unlivable, and Shaq is $4,000 a month. So there's people? I swear, I really think that they had no idea how many people were homeless because they're such elitists that are vacationing while not wearing masks, while having the hardest mask laws in all of America. I think they were so out of touch that they were like, oh, I don't care that my city is under fire, but yeah, we should probably clean it up, get rid of it. We're Los Angeles.
We have not heard back, but some...
Yeah, what are the politicians going to say? Yeah, we kind of waited till last minute. We shouldn't have done that.
Locals we spoke with say they think they know what's going on.
They think they know. That is the most, I think I know what's going on, but I don't want to say something that'll come back to bite me in the ass. That is the most, I'm not sure what's going on, is by saying, I think we know.
And they have mixed feelings about it.
Oh, of course they do. Because the liberals are like, let them live and sleep on the ground, bro. There's a lot of, do you hear that? Like, I'm not saying that like Tampa's the most quiet city, but hear all this noise. First, they begin the news clip with the thing happening overhead.
Glory.
It's got that noise in Los Angeles. And then you have this, right here. Like, this is a loud city. I can't imagine you ever sleep there. You're not sleeping because you're worried about how you're going to pay rent.
Folks with say they think they know what's going on and they have mixed feelings about it.
You hear that traffic? It's so populated and so crowded, it's loud.
This grassy spot looks clear and clean now.
Yeah.
But Jenny Dominguez, who works in the plaza across the street, says before today, it was a massive homeless encampment.
But no, it's great. It looks like there was homeless people there. Like there's green grass around the whole area. And then the park where they lived, it just looked like any form of life just died.
Full of tents, trash. How many people? Maybe like around, I would say 60 people.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a fun, dandy time. 70, 60 homeless people just hanging out.
It was a lot of people.
Early Monday.
Oh, I'm sure that helps out business. Hey, we're a cell phone shop. Well, I bet their business is the homeless.
Business neighbors told us they watched as CHP came in and this area was swept.
Get out of here. We must make this city look half decent, even though it's not been good for the last 15 years.
TMZ got these photos of crews.
TMZ's on it.
In hazmat suits, loading trucks just off the 405 freeway at Century Boulevard.
Yeah.
Some store owners tell us it's been an encampment for years.
How would you even survive? I can't even grasp the concept of living in Los Angeles. Like, it used to be like my dream city because my uncle lives in Tujunga where they filmed Sons of Anarchy. And it's like a suburb of Pasadena. And I can't even imagine like the idea of, you know, living in California. It's so expensive. Like my uncle is a millionaire. He's got money in his place. He lives like middle class, so he has money for things. But his place, dude, he would be bawling if he lived in Tampa for how much he's paying. It's ridiculous. And it's not even cool anymore. At least you could say before, oh, I'm paying for the price of living in California. No, dude.
And they're glad it's gone.
Finally, after a long time, they clear it.
They'll come back in 2 weeks, bro.
They should have done it like 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things this city should have done that it doesn't know.
But to others, the fact it only happened 3 weeks before the Super Bowl at one of the main exits fans will use to get to SoFi Stadium.
Oh, that traffic's going to be fun. There'll be a lot of people that are going to miss the Super Bowl. They're visiting. Oh, it's the GPS says we'll get there in 20 minutes. More like 2.5 hours, if that. It's just a very defeating feeling. You just feel like you're getting fucked by the rich and elite. Like you're just getting fucked. No lube. When you hear, oh, now we're going to clean it up when we got world-class people coming to L.A. Because, you know, people are coming from other cities. We're going to go to that football game. Who's playing? Chelsea? No. American football, and all the snobs are like, oh, soccer's so much better. You probably have those people visiting, and they can't portray the idea of Los Angeles being dirty. We got to make it look good for a week, and then we'll go back to our mansions where we cheat on our wives.
Medium.
That is insulting, and it's very sad.
Oh, it is. 856-49-HOPPY. I just, like, I've been looking at other radio jobs, looking at other cities. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I love radio people. Oh, I want to be at this place for the rest. Do you? I'm not saying you don't, but if an opportunity was thrown at you, oh, no, I can't do that. I want to be at this job for the rest of my life, but I'm really saying it because I don't want to lose my current job. No. I'll be real. I look for other jobs, but I'm also incredibly 100 million% grateful for my current job. And like you look at the price of living in other cities, and there's a calculator on Google that you can go to, just type in like price of living and then it'll show it as the first example. And like LA, it was like a 30% increase to live with what you make in like Florida or Kansas City or Milwaukee or something, trying to manifest it. Here's what I'm saying. It's literally the same earth. It's the same food, but it's just, it's been born in our head that California is better than us. When they literally have the worst mask laws, the worst governors, the worst mayors, and crap all over the road. But then they're the first liberals, and then they go, oh, the red states like Florida, man, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, no, man, we're living a good life. Yeah, there's inflation and things are going up, but I don't know. I think I want to live in California someday if I'm like really rich and can afford it, but I would never want to live there like poor. You know what I mean? And if you're listening and you're offended, guess what? Quit being an LA douchebag. And if you think Florida is so bad, don't vacation here, but you will. You just like to be an edgelord and say, oh, I'm going to hate on Florida. But then when you see that the Southwest tickets are pretty cheap and there's a good Airbnb, then you visit. You're a fucking hypocrite.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you, I just said that twice in a row. I think I had a stroke. WestchasePrinting on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. DJ Tone Tampo, West Chase Printing on Instagram can do for you. They made my Happy TV banner. They made my business cards. They are the best in the Bay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Kim Kardashian appears to have something big in the works after she shared a message about trusting the timing and making her future self proud.
Yeah, she said she loves her four kids, but wishes it was a different father.
Kanye West.
Maybe one that didn't talk about abortion publicly.
West sure has no problem speaking his mind when it comes to Kim Kardashian's current love interest.
Yeah, he's a sociopath. I love how if anybody else did this, we'd be afraid. But oh, Kanye West is just being expressive.
Pete Davidson. But for Kim, silent success truly is the best medicine. Late Sunday night, she took to Instagram to channel her younger sister, Khloe Kardashian, by sharing a slew of inspirational messages.
Oh, please inspire me.
Hinting at the fact that there is so much to look forward to in the coming months.
Oh, yeah. You having Pete Davidson's baby.
Good things are coming.
In her first...
Could you imagine?
First post, Kim shared a quote that read, "Dear me, in 6 months, I will make you proud."
Oh, wow. Let's wait 6 months to be proud. Let's not just appreciate the current moment. Let's live in the future. I bet you she has a new show coming out in 6 months.
With her own caption that said, "I love setting goals and reaching them."
Yeah.
In another post, Kim reshared a message that read, "I love people that hustle in silence, then pop up with crazy results."
Oh, yeah, totally.
And given the recent events that have transpired with Ye and his overly opinionated comments about her...
Don't call him Ye, you just sound dumb. I know it's his name, but whatever.
...her love life, Kim then shared a visual from the Disney Pixar film Up about...
Wow, she's really passive-aggressive.
...enjoying the little things in life.
Oh, whatever. I'm just going to rub it in Kanye's face. That's totally what we should do. I'm not saying we should bow down to him and make sure our behavior is good so he doesn't attack us. But let's instigate the beast.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Again, it's one of the worst porns I've ever seen. Kim Kardashian and Ray J. So I don't really expect her to... Never mind.
Julia Fox, Kanye West's new boo.
And more like a clout chaser. I'm saying she's a gold digger.
Has taken yet another page from the Kim Kardashian fashion lookbook.
Listen, do I think Kim Kardashian's talented? Like, oh, she can sing or dance or whatever? No. But she's a great businesswoman. She's a great at their brand. All of them. They're geniuses. I kind of emulate them in a way. Not like, ooh, look at my boobies because I'm flat. But I'm more like, I like how they play the villain. Same with Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Pete Davidson. Don't you ever compare this imbecile, this dirty, rotten, known as Julia Fox. She is the Save-A-Lot. No. Actually, Save-A-Lot's a good place. All these is okay if you're poor. I don't know what to compare it to because I don't want to insult any business. That is how trashy, that is how average, that is how much of an impersonator Julia Fox is. She wishes she had the beauty of any of the Kardashians, even Rob.
The 31-year-old actress posted...
Oh, she's an actress. She played the assistant to Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems. Wow, she really went on a limb and did her acting chops there. Playing a secretary? Wow, that... Yeah, get out of here.
This steamy photo on her Instagram story.
Ah, she's dressed up in all blue and kind of showing her boobs. Wow. Wow, I can't get that anywhere. Actually, if we're going to be honest, there's too much.
Wearing a blue chest mold look.
She kind of looks like the Tick. Like if the Tick had boobs. Like it's just, it's like that same color. But honestly, the Tick was a good show. That's what the cartoon was okay. I kind of liked it. The new Amazon show was horrible. That was awful. But the Tick in 2001, man, if that came out in 2012, would have been so good and so awesome. The Tick. What up? Remember this music? Ah, so 1995. Before Monica Lewinsky completed the task. Such a different time. Alrighty. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Machine Gun Kelly is under fire after an old interview resurfaced where he openly admits he wouldn't wait for a then underage Kendall Jenner to turn 18.
Let's be honest. I'm not defending him for saying that. But no one talked about Tyga dating her when she was 16, 17. I know it was a different Kardashian, but why was it cool with Tyga, but not Machine Gun Kelly?
To make his move. Let's get into it.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to crucify MGK, let's crucify everybody that banged them when they were underage.
Machine Gun Kelly.
But now that MGK has got some clout, I'm not saying he shouldn't be canceled. I think his music's trash. He has not been good in 10 years. I'm a wild boy. Well, Waka Flocka was his last good song. I've met him. Coulson's a nice guy. This, oh, I'm an edgelord guy. No. I hung out with Coulson or Colton, whatever his real name is, for about an hour in Cleveland. He's a nice guy. It almost didn't feel like I was hanging out with a celebrity because he was that cool. But this, I want to suck your blood. It's just so like fake. But now that he's getting clout, people are talking about this clip that's been online for like 7 years. Why is nobody talking about Tyga? Talking about the girls he was banging and bringing them to a strip club. Around the same time that he was banging Kylie, he was doing all the songs. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So are you bringing underage people to strip clubs? I'm just saying, if you're going to cancel one person that hit on the Kardashians underage, you should cancel them all.
Lee is facing major backlash over past sexual comments he made about Kendall Jenner, who was underage at the time of his controversial interview.
We need to cancel every rocker from the Gen X. Like Kiss, like all of those bands talk about turning 16 or whatever. I mean, R. Kelly literally canceled himself. But if you're going to try to cancel MGK, let's write down a list of everybody who's ever made a really weird comment as a famous celebrity about somebody underage and cancel them. You could cancel Jay Leno and you could cancel literally David Letterman because they were making jokes about the Olsen twins turning 18 20 years ago. You could literally cancel everybody. Hollywood's kind of weird.
Interview in question was dated back from 2013.
Yeah, 9 years ago. Everybody was an edgelord then. Everybody was wild and crazy.
During an interview with Fuse, which has since been making the rounds on TikTok.
Oh, let's get offended by something from 2013.
Many outraged...
You guys should be offended that you thought Lord was a good singer.
...fans have expressed their distaste for his harmful and troubling comments.
Oh, and I love these videos that these, like, it's anybody. Let me be clear. Any gender, any feminist, whatever. But they'll show the video of the person they're trying to cancel, and they do that screenshot where their face is on the video, and they're like, I'm so offended, even though I would never meet these people. And if MGK walked in the same room and I want to be his friend, but oh, for TikTok, I'm so offended.
When the interviewer asks Machine Gun Kelly who his first celebrity crush was, he replied by saying this.
I don't care who my first celebrity crush was, because right now it's Kendall Jenner.
Ah, so Cleveland.
Damn it, I've said that so many motherfucking times. Yeah. I'm snagging that. Don't let me move to LA. Oof. I'm finding her.
Oh, wow. The host. It is a little weird, but then again, it's just kind of the culture, you know, out there.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland town.
Home of MGK.
Instructions.
Hell yeah. Invite the 16-year-olds. We're MGK. Yes. I'm not lying. He is a weird guy. Ohio being creepy? People from Ohio being weird? No. They like good radio.
Down everyone, under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire.
Oh, it does.
It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS.
Yeah.
We see the sun almost 3 times a year. This guy has at least 2 D.
And they shove undercover cops.
Like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James.
And making fun of the disabled.
BCR. Our main export is crippling depression.
Because your radio sucks.
This is our...
Oh, it is?
Could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit.
I love when people from Cleveland go, "We're not Detroit." They literally say that. And I go, "Oh, yeah, because you're just a bundle of fun."
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. He is at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. You got to sign up for an appointment ahead of time at Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. And when you do, and when you sit down in that seat, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these
Call
mean people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Here's why I am expressing to you how to get into contact with me. Because I know a lot of my listeners are truck drivers that drive around, delivery drivers that drive around, people that heard me on the bone. And also, it's people that feel like they can relate to me because they are also an outcast. Because I am a platform for the everyday average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I am a platform for the unaccepted. I am a platform for the losers and the winners that want to join aboard the team. I am a platform for those who want to speak their mind. And I want to hear from you. I represent the everyday millennial just trying to get by. I represent the everyday millennial that cries three times a day, but we don't talk about it because we don't want to talk about mental health. You can talk to me. I want to have this platform be where we can talk about mental health, or that Julia Fox is a talentless cloud chasing douchebag. I want this to be the place where the everyday average Joe can speak up and they can go, maybe you're not going to get it on this radio show. Maybe you're not going to get it on this radio show. But damn, every time I tune on Happy Hour, you hear the opinions of the everyday average show.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of everyday average Joes, that literally is the definition of the city of Cincinnati.
Kids in Cincinnati, guess what?
What?
You guys have permission to stay up late to watch it.
Sure.
Whichever you're streaming or watching on the NBC.
I've got to be literal. I can't just say, hey, watching it. I've got to mention that you're going to watch it on the app. Watch it on the app. And then watch Peacock.
Whichever you're streaming or watching on the NBC. The Bengals.
He doesn't even know what on the NBC. I am proud of him for the weight loss he did. Al Roker.
You're streaming or watching on the NBC. The Bengals are back in the Super Bowl. First time since 1989.
Yeah.
Cincinnati schools closed Monday after the big game.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet, the district says they want staff and students to be able to celebrate what they believe will be the city's first ever Super Bowl victory.
I don't know.
I think that might be a little...
Jinxy? I say no.
A little jinxy.
It's like a big old vision board.
So, either way.
So it's exciting that they're in the Super Bowl.
And if the unthinkable happens for them, at least the kids will, you know, be able
Here's the reality.
People watch these talk shows, man. But here I am playing their clip, so am I any better? Joe Burrow had a pretty good game. He literally is the definition of BDE. Like, there was a reason why he beat Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs, because Ryan Tannehill came into that game and had no confidence. But here is an example of a press conference where Joe Burrow is confident. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm comfortable back there. I think I'm finally getting back to where I was. I was pre-injury as far as my movement in the pocket. And
there's a reason why I'm playing this clip. Don't worry.
And being able to extend the play. I've been able to do that a couple times these last few games that I've felt really comfortable in. I'm not even really thinking about it anymore.
Yeah.
Which is exciting for me.
Oh, that's good.
Because I wasn't really making those plays at the beginning of the year. So I'm finally getting back to myself. And I think that's just going to open up even more for us.
You mentioned your comfort and your confidence in moving in the pocket. What about the opposite? It seemed like against Denver that there were times the pocket was collapsing and you didn't get out and escape. You stood in there till the last second. Do you feel more confident standing in there and have a better feel in the pocket?
You know, I think when you're trying to decide whether you need to move and escape the pocket or you need to stand in and make the throw, you got to determine the situation of the game and determine the coverage and the route that you have. If you have a route that is about to come open, you know, you want to.
There's something really magical about hearing amazing quarterbacks talk about like you see the passion in their eyes. It's really cool. I learned that during the Manning cast.
Sit in there and take the hit and make the throw. And a lot of times that's third down. That's, you know, third and 10.
And he is not afraid to throw on third and 10. We know that.
Third and 8 where, you know, you have the right play against the right defense. You know, it's just a longer developing play that you're going to have to sit in and take a hit.
Oh, sure.
And other times, you know the play that you have and you know the coverage that's being played and, you know, you're not going to really have anything and they're going to be able to cover the route concept that you have based on the coverage that they're playing. And so then you can, you know, slide in the pocket and escape, you know, quicker than if you think that you have a route that's going to come open. So I think it just determines.
So that is the guy who is going to take them to the Super Bowl. They're already in the Super Bowl. But, oh, man, that game is going to be great. I am really hoping that there is no chance in hell that Matthew Stafford wins his next Super Bowl, and his first Super Bowl. Not a fan of that guy. Gives me douchebag vibes. Not a big fan of it. I don't really go, oh, yeah, he's a fun guy, that Matthew Stafford. I'm really glad his wife beat the like brain cancer she had. That was scary. But I'm just saying, as a person, with Matthew, I'm not going, oh, yeah, he's really cool. He's the one that everybody goes, oh, he's the prima donna, the way he complains about something that was his fault. Oh, yeah.
3 days away from Christmas, but Joe Burrow might be getting a little lump of coal. I don't know about that. I can't give my quarterback a lump of coal. Jeremy Rowell, you explain this.
Come on, man. Read my intro.
Yeah.
There are three main rules for anyone who lives in the Cincinnati area. It's very simple. You don't say bad things about the chili. You don't openly...
Duck and cover. Don't listen to Kid Chris. What else? I'm just saying. Just saying, man. Oh, good job.
Slander Pete Rose. And most importantly, if you play for a team in Cincinnati, a sports team, don't say the city of Cincinnati is kind of lame. The big story of the day was supposed to be the Bengals playing the Ravens on Sunday and hearing what Joe Burrow had to say about that game. It's the biggest game of the year, no doubt. Playoff spot on the line.
Yeah.
We could have also talked about Joe Mixon. He's practicing, and Zach Taylor said Joe Mixon is feeling great.
Got it.
With that ankle. Instead, Joe Burrow's comments became the headline when one reporter posed a simple question. He said, is anything different about the Bengals now from when they first played the Ravens in Baltimore in week 7 and blew them out? Mm. Here is what the franchise said.
We've been lucky as far as injuries and COVID, and you know, we're doing a great job with our COVID protocols.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there's not a ton to do in Cincinnati, so it's not, you know, nobody's going out to clubs and bars and getting COVID every weekend.
I love that. Nothing to do in Cincinnati.
But we've been healthy, and
I love how he said that, and he's just walking over.
The same team we are back then. We've just had more reps under our belt, and they're a better football team and understand the details better.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Joe a half pass because he was drafted right after COVID.
I'm going to give you a half pass because Andy Dalton and Boomer Esiason and Carson Palmer didn't really win a playoff game. So we're going to give you a pass because you're like the best quarterback we've ever had. You should allow him to take a shit all over Cincinnati and be grateful that he's really good. Because don't insult a city that's known for really awful chili. You can't insult us. Oh, the Skyline Chili, so good. Please. All the culture that comes from Cincinnati.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Jennifer Lopez is feeling grateful for her beautiful love story.
Oh, yeah. And the midlife crisis and getting back with an ex from 18 years ago. Oh, yeah. True love.
Latest cover story for People. The man and the actress opened up about rekindling her romance with Ben Affleck 18 years after the relationship first ended.
Got it.
Sharing, quote, I feel so lucky and happy and proud to be with him. It's a beautiful love story that we got a second chance.
Yeah.
The two first sparked rekindling rumors back in May 2021.
Oh, sure.
But the 52-year-old...
So things are going well for them. I don't really care. 856-49-HOPPY.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ashton Kutcher is such an asshole.
It's still dry January. Emil and I have been doing dry January.
They would be doing dry January. Oh, we're such edgelords. We're not drinking in January. Oh, boy, I drank a lot in January. I made up for everybody that didn't drink in January.
She's breaking dry January right now.
What is this?
Oh, it's Mila Kunis drinking. This wasn't planned out.
Making a cocktail.
I would drink too if that was my husband.
Oh, you don't say?
Busted. Ashton Kutcher catches wife Mila Kunis breaking a promise and exposes it for the world to see.
No comment.
Oh, whatever. So she broke it and she drank a little bit. I would drink too if I had to hang out with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally ruined Two and a Half Men. It wasn't like Two and a Half Men was this elite show. It was all just porn and semen jokes. But literally, he went in and made a show awful. If you can't make Two and a Half Men funny, you're a hack. Legitimately. There's no doubt about it.
It all went down on Instagram. Apparently, the couple agreed to go stone cold sober for the first month of the year.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a sober, dry, drunk Ashton Kutcher. That's got to be a bundle of joy.
But Mila pulled out of the deal a day early. Here's her reasoning.
I just can't take it. So.
Baby?
Yeah?
Still dry January?
Nope.
Yes.
maybe it's her time of the month. Because she has that nope where you can tell you're annoying the significant other and you don't know how to back out of the situation and you're asking dumb things because you're nervous. And then they go, nope.
Baby?
Yeah?
Still
Yeah. What do you want, Ashton?
By January?
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's January 31st.
No, I work off of the lunar calendar. So it's wet February for me right now.
Hell yeah, it is. It's like that every day for them. Hell yeah. Ah, she's so cute. I don't know why she's with that tool.
Don't worry about it.
So, not sure wet February is a thing, but we'll...
Ah, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. Adele addresses the cheating rumors from Rich Paul. Oh, yeah, if you're having to address it, nothing's wrong there.
Adele seemingly shuts down rumors surrounding...
She shut it down because she said it didn't happen. Nah, it's never been like a person shut it down by saying it didn't happen because they don't want you to know that it happened. When a person says nothing's going on, that is the 100% truth. There should be no speculation and no, maybe it's happening and she's just lying. If Adele says nothing's going on, she's completely telling the truth because she's a woman of integrity and talent. She never makes it about everybody else. Like, oh, it's everybody else's fault. It's never my fault.
Adele seemingly shuts down rumors surrounding her relationship with Rich Paul and...
A famous NBA agent. They never hang out with side chicks.
And her postponed Vegas residency.
All right, I gotta skip over this because they're playing music. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ear to ear, in the caption, she announces she's returning to the stage. The Grammy Woo! Winner reveals she's not only performing at the upcoming Brit Awards, but she's also making an appearance on The Graham Norton Show. But
oh, yeah, that guy. Like the annoying guy. He sucks. He's terrible.
It's the last line of her message that fans are focused on. Quote, oh, and Rich sends his love.
Yeah. Damn it, we're playing music here. I have to skip over because they're playing music, and I can't play music because of copyright laws.
Of course, Adele's referring to her boyfriend, Rich Paul. After months of romance rumors, the Grammy winner confirmed their relationship during her sit-down interview with Oprah in
November. If you have to confirm it, it's because you're a little nervous.
November, and many fans speculate her latest single, Oh My God.
Yeah, I can't. God, there's so much of this music. I can't play it. So what's going on?
Last month, rumors started swirling that drama in Adele and Rich's relationship was the reason behind postponing her Vegas residency, Weekends with Adele.
Rich Paul has a lot going on, Adele. I know she's probably not aware of basketball, but he has to represent Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a pussy who doesn't want to go back to playing basketball because he choked in the playoffs. So I'm sure he's talking to Ben on the phone and they're like, please just cut a deal. And then he's like, no, I don't want to play basketball. I want to do Twitch streams all day and jerk off to the fact that I used to bang Kendall Jenner. And Adele's in the other room. Give me attention. And he's like, no, I got to deal with Ben, dude. I feel like dealing with Ben Simmons is annoying.
You'll remember she shared this emotional video.
Hiya.
I'm missing out on millions. But I'm pretending that the crying's about you.
Listen, I'm so sorry, but... my show ain't ready.
Was it ready?
So much.
Lamar Odom is opening up about his lingering love for his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian.
It's called lust and living in the past. Like, I remember I matched with my first girlfriend like 3 years ago after we hadn't dated for 3 years, and it was cool. So you're talking to her, and then when you're hanging out, drinking, she begins to bash your job, and you're like, oh, that's why I dumped your ass.
Review for the new season of Celebrity Big Brother, the former NBA player admitted to dreaming of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star.
I miss those days. You literally had her. And then you almost overdosed at the Bunny Ranch while on ecstasy? Yeah, I would have dumped your ass too.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. He's the best. Around. No one's going to keep him down. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well... it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet.
70 downloads.
Stations are tuned in too.
I have sad news. Baseball is still under a strike. Say it ain't so. I will. You'll be fine. Everything's going well for that sport. I never thought I would say, but baseball really misses Bud Selig. All-time low ratings in the World Series. Yeah, I'd be a little worried. It shouldn't even be called the World Series anymore. No one's watching it. More like the half-ass series.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram, Hoppy Radio on Snapchat, and ryanhoppyradio.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. And
oh, give it to me!
We're going to start this one off with Adele and her Las Vegas residency.
All right, we'll skip through this because I don't really care. So here's why I played the clip. Demi Lovato threw some shade at her ex.
Okay, and now on to Demi Lovato because they're throwing a little shade at their ex, Mac Eric. This week, the singer responded to an Instagram post asking users to describe their last relationship in three words. And let's just say Demi's response told us just enough.
I am a missionary queen and I don't do much.
In the comment section, the heart attacks.
I have to do it again.
Singer responded to the question by simply writing, my vibrator's better, which.
Oh, that's good.
Seemingly.
Your poor vibrator.
Was about their romantic life.
Oh, yeah. She's such a classy woman. I'm sure she's so much fun to have sex with. She doesn't lay there going, you're banging a goddess. I don't have to put in any work. You should be honored that I'm banging you. Oh, God. Gross. Speaking of someone that's probably like that as well.
Taylor Swift fans are calling on her to remove her music from Spotify after public backlash against the platform's most streamed podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, let's get offended over a guy who played a janitor on a sitcom about a radio show. He literally began by being on the show News Radio, then he did The Man Show, did Fear Factor, and now he does a podcast. We're so offended by a comedian who's trying to be an edgelord and is literally getting free attention by pissing you off. So by ranting about him, you're giving him free PR.
Let's get into it.
With over 300 million monthly users, it's safe to say that Spotify is a massively popular streaming service for people to listen to their favorite bops, podcasts, and more. So why exactly are Swifties calling on Taylor Swift to remove her music from the stream?
Because of Joe Rogan. We got it. 856 49 Hoppy. Let's talk about The View.
The View starts now.
Yeah.
Whoopi.
Woo.
Sarah Haim.
Who?
Joy Behar.
Ugh.
And Sonny Hostin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get this.
The women that hate each other. Now, there's a reason why I'm talking about The View. I know. It is crazy that people are talking about The View in 2022. It was so cool when Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Rosie O'Donnell used to go back at it back in the day. But there's a lot of controversy now surrounding it.
Hey, Stewie, 3 o'clock, time for The View.
No, not again!
Whoa, Happy Hot Topic!
Let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
I'm Whoopi Goldberg. I'm a legend, I'm hilarious, I'm talented, whatever you gotta say about her to make this positive rant. But let's just talk about a topic that never triggers anybody besides the whole religion and races and mentally disabled people. Let's talk about the Holocaust. What a smart idea, you dummy.
It's about man's inhumanity to man.
Whoopi Goldberg is apologizing for those controversial comments she made on Monday's The View. It all started when the panel was discussing a Tennessee school district's decision to ban the graphic novel Mouse.
I feel like when you're on The View now, at any point you could get canceled. Back in the day, everybody didn't really care, but now I feel like, ooh, you gotta watch what you say.
Which is about the Holocaust.
Personally, I'm shocked because, you know, given the story of Mouse, I'm surprised that that's what made you uncomfortable, the fact that there was some nudity and, it's about the Holocaust, the killing of 6 million people, but that didn't bother you. But the naked...
I'm not sure thing. That they don't use the naked part as a kind of a canard.
Yeah.
Joyce, I'm the smartest in the room because I'm the one that's been here the longest. No, that's just because you got no other gigs available.
Throw you off from
the... Joy Behar, everybody's just throwing opportunities at her. What a good host and a bundle of fun she is.
Yeah.
To throw you off from the fact that they don't like history that makes white people look bad.
But as Whoopi continues debating the topic, some of her co-hosts don't agree.
Let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No,
it's not about
maybe
race.
It is.
Well, no, it's Jews about a different race.
But it's not about race. It's not about
what
race.
What is it about?
Because it's about.
Oh, Joy's ready to just spew garbage at any point.
Man's inhumanity to man. That's
she's like. Female version of Skip Bayless, only, never mind.
What it's about.
But it's about white.
They'd be perfect for each other. Fake outrage.
Supremacy.
The Oscar winner immediately received backlash on social media, leading her to apologize on Twitter Monday evening. Whoopi writes, quote, "On today's show, I said the Holocaust is not about race, but about a man's inhumanity to man."
So here's my thing. I don't really care. She shouldn't have said it. Whatever. Here's the thing. Man, when your life is flashing before your eyes, your memories are going to be getting offended over the VO. Here's my favorite clip from the VO. Remember that fight? Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Rosie O'Donnell. They're really going at it. A good point, Elizabeth. You were married to the less talented Hasselbeck. 856. So I was playing the cat meow and my cat freaked out in the middle of the room, so we're gonna move on.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Speaking of somebody that should probably make better choices,
Alyssa Scott is speaking out for the first time since Nick Cannon announced he is expecting his 8th child on Monday.
He has the best sperm of all time. I wouldn't know. Also, his kid just died. He's one of those dudes who thinks because he has enough money to cover the kids, it's like a sport to him. He ain't doing it to be a father.
The 41-year-old rapper's news comes nearly 2 months after he and Alyssa lost their 5-month-old son, Zen, to brain cancer.
And I literally cried over him on his talk show talking about his kid dying. Now he's having another one?
December. Quote, "I want to thank every single person who has messaged or thought of me over the last course of these few months.
Yeah.
I always say Zen expanded my heart in ways I never thought possible.
But we're going to have more kids because I don't have 7 other ones to deal with.
He filled that space with compassion, knowing I would need that most."
Yeah.
She wrote in part on Instagram on Monday night, adding, quote, "It is painful having my son be part of conversations that aren't in alignment with his light and legacy. It isn't something I choose for him or myself. It's important for me to let you all know I am centered. I am at peace. I look at everyone's predicament with loving eyes.
Yeah.
I will not judge.
Okay.
I will consciously decide what I will..."
Although Nick Cannon seems like someone who judges.
"...participate in. I am surrounded by love. God, my mom, dad, sister, brother, and daughter continue to carry me." On her Instagram story, Alyssa also shared a photo of Zen sleeping, writing, "We knew since August that Zen's time..."
We're going to move on. 856 49 Hoppy.
Playboy founder Hugh Hefner embodied the swinging 60s. Now comes a stunning claim that he was living a secret life.
He was bisexual. What a surprise. We're not going to play this clip. We don't have enough time. But yeah. I mean, when you're taking Quaaludes, anything's possible. 856 49 Hoppy. And we're going to have, I'm not going to play this clip. Travis Barker reveals how deep his love is for Courtney with latest PDA picture. Oh, they're making out. That's cool. Oh, God, they're gross. All right. Here's the deal. Show's over. You can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Odyssey, Deezer, Geo Savant by searching up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio. I'm on Snapchat at Hoppy Radio. Instagram and Twitter is Ryan Hoppy Radio, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, ryanhoppyradio.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QLD, POD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. And that's all I got to say. I'm literally out of breath, like severely. You should be honored and grateful that I put on this classic show. In 100 years, the year will be 2,122. Hi, guys. I've been dead for 100 years, and I was really talented, and I almost made it. But now I'm a big deal in the 2100. Woohoo!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that,